Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Menachos Daf Samech Vov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings that mitzvah l'mimnei yoimi u'mitzvah l'mimnei shvui. There's a mitzvah to count the days of the Omer, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks of the Omer. But a Meimar, he counted only days and not weeks. Why? Because zecher l'migdashu. It's only zecher l'migdash. Rashi and Tosfos learn the pshat is that Sfiras Omer today is only mederabanan. Because we don't have the Omer. If you don't bring Korban Omer, so you don't have Sfiras Omer. And because today is Derabanan, he didn't count days and weeks, he counts only days. The Rambam, on the other hand, argues, and he holds that Sfiras Omer today is Deraisa. Meaning, although a Meimar holds it's Derabanan, we don't pass in that way. And the ones who argue on a Meimar in the Gemara, they hold that it's Deraisa. Meaning, we're counting even today Sfiras Omer Deraisa. Because even though there's no Omer, you still have Sfiras Omer Deraisa. And that's how the Ran summarizes this Mishitas of Rishonim in the end of Perek Arvi Psochim. Seemingly, the Machlekes of Rashi Tois against the Rambam is what is the union of Sfiras Omer? Is Sfiras Omer to count from the Omer? Or is Sfiras Omer to count towards Shavuos? The Ran, when he starts a discussion over there, he brings a Medrash that when Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, so they were waiting to get to Matan Torah. And because they were waiting to get the Matan Torah, they were counting in anticipation to get the Matan Torah. So even though that Medrash tells us that Mikan Ve'elach, Rabbanu are the ones who Kriveya, the Sfiras Omer, because they saw how the anticipation to Matan Torah brings one to wait and count for it, but I have sure that the Rambam learns that that is that din Deraisa. Deraisa, Sfiras Omer, to count the Matan Torah. And I in the Divrei show Baal Asher Lameshiv in Ischidushi HaGodes, that he explains that that's the reason you count Yomi and Shvui. That's exactly the reason. Because we have to count many days. Sometimes a person loses the slivus, loses the excitement, it gets too much. So in order to make it a little easier, we count the weeks as well. So we summarize every 7 days, there's another week, we accomplish another stage. So when a person has a desire to get somewhere, it makes it easier when you summarize it and count Yomi and Shvui. Then we found the third sheet in the Rishonim, that's Rabbeinu Yerucham, and Sefer Odom, and Sif Hei Chilek Dalet, that he says that Yoyime and Shvui, it depends if you're counting days or you're counting weeks. Counting weeks is Mederabano today. Why? Because counting weeks is from the Omer. As the Pasuk tells us, V'sofartem lachem imochas ha-shabes, miyoyime aviyachem es Omer tnufo, sheva shaboso yitmi imoistiyeno. So the weeks are based on the Omer. Today we don't have Omer, so we should not count weeks. But the days is based on the pasuk ad mimochas haShabbos haShviis tishbu chamishim yoim. Until the day after the seventh week, which means Shavuos, I count 50 days. So the days are towards Shavuos, or towards Matan Torah. So Yemei is gevaldik. Do we count from the Omer or do we count towards Shavuos? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, depends. The weeks is from the Omer. The days is towards Shavuos. Therefore, today that we don't have the Omer, so we don't have the weeks, so we don't count the weeks. We count only the days. That's the pshat and a meimar, money yoyim v'loy money shvui, because zecher l'migdash, not that the whole sphere soyim is derabanan, but only the counting of the weeks is a zecher l'migdash. And he explains that therefore you don't do a bracha on it, because you don't do a bracha only in zecher l'migdash. So it comes out that we have a machlekes over here, is a sphere soyim counting from noyimer? Is a sphere soyim counting towards shvuis? Or maybe it's a combination of both? And to understand the discussion about that, let's connect to here the Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael Perek Chofei. And really, the Ikar Dover that he says is already written very shortly in the Radak, in Hosea Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis. And the idea is that the Omer comes from the Se'oirim, which is a Machal Behemo. Barley is food that's given to animals. We count till Shavuos to bring the Shtei Alechem that come from the Chitim, from the wheat, which is Machal Odom. Explains the Maharal, when Am Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, they start in a very low level in Ruchnius. They're goof, they're the body. The Radak adds that they were working for the Mitzrayim for so many years. They're very goofny, they're very physical. Slowly they build themselves up to get to the Maila Ruchnius of Kabbalah Satoyra. Add to that, what brought down in Chazal, when Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, they didn't deserve to come out of Mitzrayim. Halolu oiv yav dezor ve'alolu. They were not on the level to come out of Mitzrayim. And as the Arizal tells us, the or that Kishbuch had to bring to take Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim is all called the Sarusa de Leila, is all coming from above, because Am Yisrael didn't deserve it on their own. Slowly, Am Yisrael are building themselves up through Sfiras HaOmer. Every day of the Omer is another count to get to build up, to get to the Milo of an Adam who receives Torah. So the journey of Am Yisrael is to go from the Omer that represents an Abeimo, Machal Beimo, a Adam that doesn't have the spiritual level to receive Torah, and to slowly go through the journey and reach to the Milo of Kabbalah Satoiro, which is represented in the Maichal Adam and the Chitim. The journey from Seoirim to Chitim from Bebehemo to Adam. So you mainly now understand clearly the discussion. Are we focusing on the fact of counting from the Omer, from the Maichal Behemo, to get, and from there we're starting the journey? Or are we focusing on the end of the journey, that we're trying to get to the Maichal Chitim, to reach that level? What's the Iker focus when we have the journey going from Maichal Seoirim to Maichal Chitim? Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.